Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, day by day days are getting closer to come to the last few nights, month of Ramadan. Tonight, insha'Allah, the second Taraweeh Khatam will take place here. And insha'Allah, on the 27th night, the first Taraweeh Khatam will take place. And then few more days, we will be done with this year's month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, our family, our community, the humanity in large in this year, month of Ramadan. My respected brothers, we were going through when it comes to legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such possible the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the impact of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, each and every one of us, we are benefiting. And one of the most important highlights in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had a very good accommodating family with him. His wife, his children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, it is one of the greatest blessings a person can possess when you have an accommodating spouse and children who will be supporting you when it comes to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain prophets, they were not blessed with this ni'mah. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed with this. And family of Imran and family of Ibrahim has been blessed because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only choose Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose his entire family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only choose Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the entire family of Imran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran. And my dear respected brothers, when it comes to the family's cooperation, the importance, we read in the Fajr today, Surah Al-Tahrim, where our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to family life of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had different phase. He had first phase of his family life between him and Khadija radiallahu anha. Between him and Khadija radiallahu anha, that is the longest period when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before prophethood and after prophethood, and the most important period of Makkah, in all those periods, his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha played a very, very important and vital role. And that role it plays, it's very, very important. If we have to establish something, so that's why it's very, very important. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. You know, when you have choosing a life partner, you cannot go to a shop and do and here and there and find and look at it. It is one is a divine blessing. It's a divine blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make it, you know, Allah must make it khair for us, and that is why the dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you see a couple who got married, that is dua of barakah. Barakallahu. May Allah make barakah in their life and make their union khair, because through that union, the goodness has to come out. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed his family life with Khadija radiallahu anhu so much. He had such a beautiful life. See, Ibrahim alayhi salam, similarly, he had a very supportive family. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded anything, the family was ready. As long as it is just Allah's command, they had no different opinion or they did not hesitate. They supported him wholeheartedly. You know, first instant, Hajar alayhi salam. That's a circumstance where, as a human being, you cannot imagine. You're going to leave you alone. So, my respected brothers, we need to try as much as possible, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a beautiful dua. It's been taught to us, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allahu Akbar. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana hablana min azwajin. Oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, gift us. Give us a gift. Because this, you see, why do you use the word gift? Gift means it doesn't belong to you. And you don't have any right. It is not a wage or something. It's a gift. The owner decides to give, he gives. If he decides not to give, he's not going to give. and give, he can give it to anyone, rich, poor, anybody. There is no category whom you can give a gift and whom you cannot give a gift. So in this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a beautiful dua, he said, hab lana min azwajina, from our spouses. That's very important, because that is half of our dunya. Half of our dunya. وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and from our progeny, قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ, may Allah, coolness of our eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should bless all of us with that. You know, having the blessings of children, having a spouse, all these are blessings. But while having that, you are content. When you look at them, you are so happy. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that. His wives were ready anytime, as long as it is Allah's command. It went on, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with pious, obedient children. Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes. Ismail alayhi salam is a young boy. Ulama says he's above 8. He's above 8, below 12. It's a very difficult age. Some say he was much more younger. But anyway, he's in a younger period. He's not an adult or big man or teen. He's young, but he had a lot of understanding. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he dreamt, just imagine that dream. And he comes and relates that dream to his own child. And how, what is heart? He coming and saying, I dreamt that I'm going to slaughter you. Inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fandur madha tara. What is your opinion? This is my dream. And the son understood. Son understood, because Ibrahim alayhi salam is prophet. And then the dream of prophets are wahi, which is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a joke. And Ibrahim alayhi salam came and told this without any hesitation. This is the training, my respected brothers. Very, very important. The mothers are very important. Allah gives another example. I was reading Surah Al-Tahrim in Salatul Fajr when it comes to wife of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. Their spouses, they were affected with the environment, with the peer pressure, societal pressure. And Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, they lost some of their children. Children was not obedient to the Prophet. They did not listen to the message. But when it comes to here, Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, mother Hajra alayhi salam and Sarah alayhi salam, you see, they had that environment. It's very, very important. One of the biggest challenges. Yesterday evening I was saying, when we hear about what is happening in Palestine, we are very sad. What is happening in Yemen, we are very sad. But my respected brothers, in that part of the world, their physical world and dunya is in threat. But in other part of the world, where Muslims are living with a lot of luxury, with wealth, right, with all the open liberty, our younger generation's iman is in threat. Our younger generation's morality is in threat. The entire moral of, you know, the community's fabric of moral standards are destroyed. And it is a danger, not only for us, it's a danger for the entire humanity. Danger for entire humanity. And if we have to keep that intact, it is husband and wife, mother and father together, we have to work, we have to do a teamwork here. It's a teamwork is very, very important. We need to dedicate and we need to try and do as much as possible. One is dua, and other side, and see how can we create an environment where when they go out, we need to give them the vaccine. Antivirus, they go out. Can you stop them from not going to high school? No. Can you stop them not going to this university? No. They have to go there. But the environment is inviting them towards all fawahisha. Inviting towards kufur. Inviting them towards immorality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our younger generation. This is the biggest threat, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam. It is only Allah can protect, but we must try and do our part. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he came and relayed that story, Ismail alayhi salam, how beautifully he says, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَ تِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. You do whatever you have been commanded to do. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Inshallah, you will find me amongst those who are very, very patient. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine the son's cooperation. Just imagine the son's cooperation. Just think, what is the feeling, emotion? This Allah is testing. You know why Allah put Ibrahim alayhi salam through this test? Allah is always testing whether Ibrahim alayhi salam prioritizing Allah or his love. Because this always, he's saying, oh, did Ibrahim forget that he didn't have a child, but I gave him a child. I blessed him with a child. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam been tested, but even child Ismail alayhi salam cooperating at that moment. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah, you will find me amongst those who are sabir. My respected brother scholar says, every prophets were given different characteristics, specific characteristics, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined all those characteristics together and gave our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever all the prophet, that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is considered as jami'ah, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as to maintain the highest moral standard. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is giving a certificate that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the highest moral standard. Allahu Akbar. And Ismail alayhi salam cooperates here, so it becomes so easy for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And see, my respected brothers, when it comes to fixing a nation, Ibrahim alayhi salam has been made جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And he makes always dua, هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Wallah, make us imam for muttaqeen. Allahu Akbar. Not imam for anyone else. Not imam for fasiqeen. You know, sometimes we want to be leading. We need to lead the muttaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us our children who will be leading the muttaqeen, inshaAllah. They will be guiding the muttaqoon, inshaAllah. Ibrahim alayhi salam zuhata. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah, make us. And if you see, go through the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his entire vision, his vision is humanity. But he concentrate on his family. You see the du'as? You see all the du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim alayhi salam because you have to fix. This is not just starting now and then, no. It is a legacy that you're going to leave behind. We need to concentrate on our family as well. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah Al-Tahrim when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, you know, it is a small, according to us, we look at it, what's wrong? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened immediately. When Allah has made honey halal, because of the pleasure or because of, you know, displeasure of a wife, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have honey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately reveals the verse and says, لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Why are you making, you know, haram upon yourself, which I have made it halal for you? Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relate the entire story. When it comes to household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a very close influence. Every single movement and every single word and every single incident was observed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to his life with Khadija radiallahu anha, was a very different life. And then after Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, he has to handle with many other wives. And that is a divine. You know, sometimes we come up with this story of, you know, Islam has given permissibility to have multiple wives until four. It is permissibility. According to me, some say sunnah. I'm not saying it's sunnah. It is permissible. It's ibah. It only permissible is given because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every marriage took place with the different circumstances, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intervened and commanded with regard to most of the marriages. Most of the marriages. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never got married to any of those marriages for his personal benefit. It was always Allah's commandment or benefit of that wife or benefit of the humanity. That was the reason. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, he never ever got married to any women from Ansar. Any women from Ansar. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Medina. He loved the people of Medina. He made dua for Medina. Everything. And it was asked. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it's not about his need. He was thinking about the emotional, psychological status of his wives. And he didn't want to put the women of Ansar in trouble. He said, when it comes to women of Ansar, they are very jealous, we are very possessive, but they will never be able to handle me. Allahu Akbar. But he loved them. He made dua for them. Women of Ansar, they sacrificed so much. They actually carried their babies and gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when it comes to marriage life of sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not only a physical need or lust or desire. No, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's young age, he completely spent with Khadija radiallahu anha. With Khadija radiallahu anha, with a noble, you know, woman. Allah subhanahu wa taala says she was the best woman in that era. Maryam alayhi salam was the best woman for the entire humanity. Maryam alayhi salam been selected. But Khadija radiallahu anha is the best woman in that entire era. And Fatima radiallahu anha will be the Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. Khadija radiallahu anha, the best of women in that entire era. My respected brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that family life as such. There were so many, if you go through the Quran in tafsir, there are so many intervention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to relationship of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with his wives. There was so many intervention. One of the intervention is Surah Al-Tahrim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here, and he gives the example in the end. He gives the example in the end for the wives of Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, and he gives the example of what? Wife of Fir'aun and Maryam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with hidayah, and Allah has given us guidance. We, each and every one of us, must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah should give us a family and a progeny who will continue, who will be conducive, helping us like how Ibrahim alayhi salam. How Ibrahim alayhi salam's family. And in salawat we say, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. It's very important. When you make that, we are getting in return. Barakta ala Ibrahim, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Wallah, how you have blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan for us. You know, when it comes to family life, we all have shortcomings. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Many a time, we men, sometimes listening to these type of things, we go back and say, oh, my problem in my life is because of my wife. It's not that. It's at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. If we rectify ourselves, it's not, we cannot blame another person when it comes to our teamwork. It's a teamwork, right? You don't blame the other person. You take responsibility, then you fix the problem. If you start blaming, everything fall apart. In a team, you get together, there is a mistake, even another person's mistake, you take responsibility. This is the attitude. You take responsibility and you try to rectify it, inshallah, that's going to become different. And everyone's heart in is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, how you gave an obedient and good supportive family to Ibrahim alayhi salam, similarly grant us as well, ya Allah. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you have blessed the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, similarly bless our progenies also, ya Allah, to continue with the mission, to continue. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is being made as Imam Linnas. After one of the lectures I finished, one of the elderly gentlemen, he knows Arabic, he's from Arab background, he comes and talks to me. You see, Allah made Ibrahim alayhi salam so much, now everyone is calling upon Abrahamic religion. Let us go back to the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There is nothing new. Religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the religion our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have introduced. That is millat abikum Ibrahim. He did not bring anything new. If you want to follow the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you need to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, this religious, this responsibility was distributed into two families. One is this Ismail alayhi salam side. They were given responsibility of protecting Masjid al-Haram. And then Ishaq alayhi salam's children, progeny, they were given Ishaq. Now the name is Israel. That's why you call Bani Israel. And their children were given responsibility to protect Masjid al-Aqsa. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, that was given. The Ummah is united back again in the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now there is no, you know, family-wise, lineage-wise, responsibility is not divided. There's nobody superior than anyone. It is Allah's blessing. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting we need to have. There is no, now Bani Israel address. Then now, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. There is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. At that time, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically was addressing Bani Israel. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all believers. And Ya ayyuhal nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing all people, entire humanity. And Ya ahlal kitab, oh the people of book, those who are revelation, Allah is addressing all of you must come in the path of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through that path, you're going to reach the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, our family, our progeny, to be steadfast in the millat, in the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and continue his legacy. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.